Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. 8:32, among the local election results declared at the weekend, Dr. Alexandra Boulat. Alex was elected to the County Council for Labour in Abbey, and it's believed she's the first Romanian councillor in the UK. She joins us now. Morning to you, Alex.
Very good morning to you, and thanks for inviting me to the programme.
You're very welcome. Good morning. And congratulations as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Indeed, I believe to be the first Romanian councillor at the county level. There's actually one person elected at the city level. I just found out and got in touch with him, Nicu Ion from Newcastle.
Oh, really? Do you know any idea how long he's been in place for?
He just got elected this election as well from Labour as well in Newcastle. But I believe to be the first county councillor, but it's good to have Romanian representation, yeah. At least one of us in each type of local government, you know.
Yeah, you can still be the first at county level. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What brought you to the UK?
Well, I first lived in the UK for a few months when I was 3 years old in 1997. Romania was not even in the EU, and my dad was a young doctor at the time, and he worked a bit in the NHS. But unfortunately, we had to go back to Romania because it was quite difficult at that time. So I returned in 2012 to study when we had freedom of movement as Romanians to the UK. And since then, I really stayed here. And since 2015, I made Cambridge my home as well.
So what's the day job?
I did finish my PhD last year, so I do still work part-time in academia. I work on a research project on EU migrants' identity and belonging post-Brexit, and I also work for the migrants' rights organization, the 3 Million, campaigning on EU citizens' rights in the UK and the political participation and other issues as well.
I see. We were actually going to ask you, how did you get interested in politics? But actually, I think you've just answered that question because your day job is very heavily interested in the politics. What made you go for actually putting yourself forward for, to be elected for a county council?
Yes, I was really active in the migrants' rights campaigning for a few years, but I have to say I wasn't really involved in politics at all before the referendum, because I thought, the first time when I actually realized that decisions made in the UK, in UK politics, affect me directly, the person who was not British at the time, was not a British citizen, was the referendum. And I really got involved after 2016, firstly as a migrants' rights campaigner, and then in politics. And I thought I was, commenting a lot of the time, and I was speaking about the limited diversity in politics, the fact that we don't have enough young people, we don't have enough migrants in politics in the UK. And when the selections came up last year, I thought, if I'm not going to do it, if all of us just comment about we need more diversity, but none of us put our name forward, we won't make any changes. So that's how I decided, okay, it's time I actually can stand for election now.
Wow, that's like extremely brave of you. Like, amazing. Congratulations again. Having heard that, even more congratulations to you for actually like putting your name out there and saying, I comment all the time, but perhaps it's up to me to make the stand. That's brilliant.
What about in terms of, what you now end up dealing with as a county councillor? Presumably, you could be having issues with other European migrants, maybe having a few problems post-Brexit. But equally, you could be dealing with great almighty potholes in the middle of the road. It's quite a distance between the two.
Yes, there's a really diverse range of issues in Abbey. I mean, from roads to early years education, which is a topic that I'm really, really passionate about having appropriate funding for our nurseries and schools and many other issues. But I have to say, in Abbey, one in six voters actually come from an EU country. And in the campaign, I did write a letter to our EU voters in Abbey, reminding them they can vote in those elections and to participate, to make their voices heard as EU citizens. So there's still a bit of EU citizens' rights campaigning, I think, but as you say, overall, the local issues affect everyone equally, regardless of where we happen to be born. So I think there's a lot of work to do in Abbey, and it's not, I don't necessarily see my job in the migrant rights sector as different, because it's all about representation and representing everyone in Abbey, regardless of their nationality.
I'm intrigued actually as to how many Romanians there might be in Cambridge as a whole. Do you have any idea?
I know that about 15% in the latest figures I've seen of the population are from the EU, and actually Romanians are the second largest community in the UK. So we can maybe guess that a few thousand people in Cambridge are actually from Romania. But overall in the UK, it's really interesting because we had this EU settlement scheme that EU citizens have to apply for to get their status. And the deadline is, of course, the 30th of June, 2021. And so far we had 800,000 applications from Romanians across the UK. So we really do need political representation in the UK. It's one is the second largest EU community after Polish, the Polish community.
And of course, with the makeup of the county council, we don't know for sure exactly what's going to happen. What we do know, of course, is that the opposition parties number greater than the Conservatives who were running the council. I think the latest we've heard is that the Independents are inclined to, shall we say, join a rainbow coalition. I don't think they've made any official statement. That could mean that you find yourself on the ruling side of the county council.
Yeah, they're very interesting times. I think many of us didn't expect this result, so it's good to see the result. And there's so many different meetings and discussions I'm sure are taking place this week. So hopefully by next week, by the time the council meets the first time next week, we'll know how the situation will be like. But I think there is a huge opportunity for all the parties, and we have a lot of new councillors in different parties of the county council as well to make many of the changes that perhaps weren't made in the last council. And I think it's very positive step and positive results.
Very, very positive, absolutely. However, there's been a bit of a negative for you, I feel. Quite instantly, because we were obviously following the elections on the weekend on Twitter and on, you know, social media pages, and quite quickly I noticed that there was a negative reaction on your social media page, because, I mean, people have just leaped onto the fact that you are Romanian, British. I mean, it's been quite a strong negative reaction for you. How has that been for you these past few days?
Yes, I think unfortunately, as someone who campaigned on migrant rights for a good few years, I got, you know, many negative reactions. But if you're someone who campaigns for a more liberal immigration policy, as a migrant myself, you often get the odd, you know, go home comment or negative xenophobia online, especially in the online environment. But I was quite surprised at the amount of comments, because I posted just a short video on my personal TikTok just saying, well, I'm very happy to have won the election. It was a very short positive video. And I think I stopped counting after like 200 negative comments. And I think they really range from people who are just unhappy to see more diversity in politics, saying, well, why don't you stand in Romania? And I say, well, you know, my home is Cambridge. I also have a British passport. You know, my home is here. And of course, I'm interested in politics here and making a difference here where I live and where I pay my taxes and where I work. But also that you have on the other end of the more extreme comments, some really, really disappointing xenophobic comments and negative stereotypes about Romanians. And I think it's really up to politicians, regardless of our nationality, and British politicians as well, at local and national level, to actually speak up more against xenophobia and racism, and actually try to create a society where we can, you know, where we can disagree in politics without resorting to negative xenophobic and racist comments.
Yeah, we need a few more good old-fashioned arguments, really, don't we? Rather than just the name calling over social media. So what happens next? Are you going to be signed, sworn in at Shire Hall, or does this have to be done remotely?
I was at Shire Hall on Monday. It was a very short appointment, but we did get everything sorted there. So I'm officially now a county councillor. And now I think we're waiting for the first official meetings to happen to see who is on which committee. And it's quite an uncertain week this week, but really looking forward to it. I would like to work on a range of issues, not only migration and communities and partnerships, but I would like to work on early years education, a very big issue in Abbey. And I would like ultimately to just listen to what residents have to say and put forward some of the residents, the Abbey residents' priorities to the county council, and see what we can do to make Abbey a better place and a more equal place, because Abbey is one of the most deprived areas in Cambridge, and 1 in 5 children live in poverty in Abbey. So I really hope I can make a difference to make all Cambridge a more equal place for everyone, regardless of age and nationality.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. I'm sure we'll speak again at some point over the next few years as your period as a councillor. But for this morning, Dr. Alexandra Bulat, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.